county briefing.
Mr. Hatter?
Mr. Hatter is here. So, I wish to speak on Mr. Hatter. Since you're on a different side of things now.
Hopefully on the same team. I think Martha, I don't know if Martha's back, she was in South America. If she's back or not yet, so I'll be glad to hold up the fort. Let me just say a couple of things. I wanted to let you know what my committee assignments were, so what kind of trouble I'm probably going to get in here. I'm on two committees, the Health and Human Services Committee, which are kind of like standing committees, and the Public Safety Committee, which encompasses, you know, issues related to fire and criminal law enforcement kind of oversight. I'm also on a, what I'd say is more of an ad hoc or temporary committee, which is strategic planning, something that got started during the last term of the legislature. And I think hopefully it's going to wind down this term, which is an attempt to do some strategic planning with both the legislature and the administration of the county. The only big issue that's coming up, which is one that I know is near to Mike's heart, is Mike Lane's heart, is this consideration of whether we're going to go to a three-year assessment. We're supposed to vote on that this coming Tuesday. I think I probably haven't changed my mind on that, but I'd be happy if any of you have any thoughts and want to communicate between now and next Tuesday. I'd be happy to talk to anybody about that. I have a little bit more data gathering I want to do. The county administrator, if you've read the papers, this kind of came down kind of on the side of three-year assessments, and although he said that, you know, a good case could be made for both. Lastly, I wanted to say, you know, when I ran for the legislature, I said that one of the things I wanted to do was take the relationship between the county and the town, cities and villages up a notch. And so any way we can do that, let me know. I'm going to try to be communicating with you. I view these forums as one opportunity, and however you want to handle this, if you want to do this on an as-needed basis, where I come when I've got an issue at the county I think we need to talk about, or when you would like me to, or if you want to make it a regular thing, I'll leave that up to you, because I don't think it has to be all the time, because I think the real communication we do outside meetings is probably as important as kind of these formal briefing opportunities. So, unless you have any questions.
How does it feel?
No.
Yeah. Mike, how do you think they're leaning on the assessment review?
You know, I haven't heard anybody that's taken any polls. So.
Okay.
I know there are people on both sides of the fence, and I don't think it's coming down Democrat Republican at all. So.
Okay. Now, the one thing, just one real quick question on that is that even if we go to a 3-year assessment, isn't it correct that in certain neighborhoods they still will be doing an annual assessment?
Yes.
Okay. Who determines that?
I'll defer to Mike on this, but my understanding is that where there's a fast-growing market, they tend to go ahead and do assessments anyway. So they kind of determine where there seems to be, you know, a lot of market activity, and reassess in those areas or segments of the market.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.